All Los Angeles Unified School District schools were closed this morning due to a bomb threat. The district says a, quote, credible threat was made to students and to many schools. LAUSD is the nation's second largest school district with more than 640,000 students and some 900 schools.
So we're keeping an eye on that story, but also to some other news we're following. There's a deadline today for the Affordable Care Act. Those who haven't signed up yet for health insurance for January 2016 have until midnight tonight to do so. And if they don't, they will be hit with a penalty. And this year, that penalty will be much more than it was last year. Joining us now is Julie Robner of Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Jeremy.
So higher penalties this year for people who don't have health insurance. How much are these fines going up?
Well, they're going up a lot. Before I get to that, I should point out, tonight is the deadline for people who want that coverage to start January 1st. Open enrollment actually continues until the end of January. Mm. And if you sign up by the end of January, you won't be hit with a penalty because you can go 3 months without having coverage before you're subject to that fine. But the fines do, in fact, get considerably larger. And, you know, it's complicated because the only fines people have paid so far are the ones for 2014. They paid those this year with their 2014 taxes. The fines went up a considerable amount for this year, which people won't realize until they pay their this year's taxes next year. What we're talking about now are the fines for 2016. Those fines could be $695 per person or 2.5% of your income above the filing threshold. That's about $10,000. About half the people who aren't insured could actually buy insurance for less than that fine.
Hmm. And these fines are seen as an incentive to get people to sign up for insurance. Is there any indication that that kind of penalty is working?
It's hard to tell. As I mentioned, a lot of people haven't seen any of the higher penalties yet because they haven't paid their 2015 taxes. What we are seeing, though, is a lot of people scrambling to sign up today to get coverage for January 1st. In fact, healthcare.gov has apparently been struggling to you know, keep up with the crowds and has put people into these waiting queues. A couple of the states that run their own exchanges have later deadlines for January 1st coverage. So it's not the deadline for everybody, but it is the deadline for most people.
But is the government getting that message out about those higher fines if people don't sign up? The only signs I really see out there for getting people signed up for Obamacare are, it looks like, put out by private organizations that are saying, well, we can help you sign up. I don't see, you know, the government with a big message out there, it's time to sign up or you're going to get a fine.
Yeah, they've done a couple of things on Twitter. They did a blog post last week. I mean, they said going into this open enrollment that that was going to be a major focus, that they were going to try to emphasize the stick as well as the carrot. But I haven't seen a whole lot of it either. And as I mentioned, there's this problem of people think, well, I paid the fine last year and it wasn't that much. So they're going to think that it's okay. And then what's going to happen is that next April, when they pay their 2015 fines, discover that they're substantially larger than their 2014 fines, it will be too late to sign up for 2016 coverage because you'll have to do that by the end of January. So I think there's going to be some public consternation when that happens during next year's filing season.
Okay, let's back up because a lot of people don't need to worry about this deadline because they already have health insurance through their employer or through the government, through Medicare or Medicaid or whatever the case may be. What has been the effect of the Affordable Care Act in getting people insured? What are we looking at in terms of the number of uninsured in this country?
Well, we're looking at the number of uninsured that has gone down substantially. About 17 million people have gotten coverage. Again, some of that is through the marketplaces, about a little under 10 million through the marketplaces, a good number through Medicaid expansions in the 30 states that have done that so far, a substantial number of young adults up to age 26 who've been able to stay on their parents' plan. So a lot of people have gotten coverage. I think people forget that the universe of people who are eligible to buy insurance on these marketplaces is not all that big. And with the number of people who've been covered, there are not that many left. Everyone said when the administration projected that they would have 10 million people at the end of this year, that's so small. But there's actually only about 20 million or so who could buy coverage there.
And in terms of states that are doing the best and worst at getting people covered?
Well, we only have statistics from the federal exchange, so we don't have statistics, for instance, from states like California or New York who run their own exchange. But on the federal exchange, Florida and Texas, like last year, are doing quite well. Hmm. You know, part of this is what the population is and how high the uninsured rate is. You see large numbers of uninsured people in Florida and Texas, so not surprising that they'd be signing up. Some of the smaller states obviously lagging behind because they have just fewer people, Alaska, for instance. One of the things that people are watching, though, was Hawaii, which switched from its own exchange because it was problem-filled to the federal exchange. Hmm. They seem to be lagging.
Julie Rovner, senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News on today's Obamacare deadline. Julie, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.